as Pitts knocks down the first. 6-1 is Auburn's lead. 7-11 to play in this opening quarter. Pitts goes 2-for-2. Tigers moving left to right. It's 6-2 thanks to two back-to-back Daly Alsobrook threes to open up the scoring. Leah surges ahead on the left-hand side. She'll hand it off to Daly Alsobrook, picks up her dribble, and an offensive foul. They're going to call Kalia away from the basketball. That's two early fouls on one and white. We've seen her struggle with fouls here recently, and that's going to sit her down with two. Yes, it does. That'll bring in Braylee Winfrey, the first non-senior to touch the floor for Auburn High, brings in the junior guard for the Tigers. Right to left is Opelika trying to throw it ahead and knocked back by Antoinette Morgan into the hands of Alsobrook. Gets it to Winfrey into the near corner. Hammond, three, no. Pulled down on the weak side by Antoinette Morgan on the air ball three and lays it in for two. Perfect spot and positioning for Antoinette Morgan. And now it's a steal by Morgan. Took out Hammond on the way. Now it's Winfrey on the right-hand wing. Gets it to Hammond. Works it to Jordan Cobb and now back to Hammond. The Tigers will reset. Hammond's trying to shake off a bad hip on Antoinette Morgan. Hope she's okay. She'll command the offense now at the point. Gets to the lane with the left hand. Hands off to Daly Alsobrook now. Picks up her dribble. Throws it down low off of Bulldog out of bounds. It'll stay right here. Eight to two is Auburn's lead with 6:24 in the opening quarter. It'll be Daly Alsobrook, to inbound left side underneath. Auburn runs the stack play, trying to feed it to Morgan. They can't, and they'll get it to Jordan Cobb up top, who resets into the hands of Daly Alsobrook. 6:20 to play, first quarter. Braylee Winfrey now to the hands of Brooke Coleman. Tigers are on a motion offense with 6:15 to play. Straight up man for Opelika. Now it's Daly Alsobrook on the right-hand side. Tigers trying to work it inside. Cobb's not open. It's Winfrey on the left-hand wing. She'll get to the lane with the left hand. Can't get it to fall. Pulls down her own board. Up strong is number 20 in white. No good. And pulled down by Opelika. Power dribble. Throws it into the hands of Alsobrook, who lays it in, and the foul. Daly Alsobrook gets the steal, gets the bucket, and has a chance at one more. She's got eight and can make it nine right here. Couple of subs will come in as Antoinette Morgan stays in the ballgame. Jordan Cobb will sub out as Kalia Toll quickly back in the ballgame. So a four-guard set for this Auburn High team. Alsobrook to cash in on the end once she does. Nine early points for Daly Alsobrook. Two threes the easy way and one the hard way. Opelika now gets it into the half court, moving right to left. They've got numbers pull up on Antoinette. Morgan was blocked and waited for the shot to miss before the foul was called. That'll put Kamora Johnson, the freshman guard, at the free throw line for the Dogs. Just underway, 5:48 in this opening quarter. Appreciate you all being with us on the Auburn High Sports Network on 96.3 W Lee. 963WLEE.com and the Radio Alabama app as Kamora Johnson knocks down the first. Just one made field goal so far for this Opelika team. But they get two at the free throw line thanks to the guard, the freshman guard, that is. Kamora Johnson knocks down both. Leah across the blue and white Auburn High A. We sit on the bottom of it here inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. Stands continuing to fill up on a busy Thursday night inside this gym. JV boys got a win. Varsity girls trying to go 2-for-2. It's Hammond now in the far corner. Dribbles baseline. Finds Braylee Winfrey. Double team. Threw it up and fouled. Good play by 20 of white. Braylee Winfrey, one who's got that takeover ability. Didn't get the start tonight. She'll play a majority of the minutes, though. She is the leading scorer on this Auburn High School team on Tuesday on the road at Smith Station. She had a heck of a ball game. She led the team with 20 points, 13 of those coming in the first half. As she can't connect on the first. Did struggle at the charity stripe on the road at Smith Station on Tuesday, where the Tigers got a 62-32 win in area play. Winfrey goes 0-for-2. Opelika trying to surge it ahead. Auburn puts on a full court press. They'll do it after makes, misses, turnovers, doesn't matter. Picks up her dribble, throws it across half court. It's into the hands of London Gardner. Finds her wide open on the low block and lays it in. Does Michaela Jones. Auburn had so much pressure on the basketball. They lost 22 in black, who lays it in for an easy two. Bulldogs are back within five. It's Winfrey, uses the screen from Leah, gets to the right hand in the lane, picks up her dribble, throws it out to Hallman, wasn't ready for it. Now she corrals it, crossover dribble, left hand, Hallman to Mackenzie Etheridge, newly in the ballgame. She'll work it out to Kalia, picks up her dribble on the low block and stolen. It was stolen by Tyra Pitts. She surges ahead now, one-on-one with Braylee Winfrey, who blocks it. Braylee Winfrey stripped it, blocked it, stole it, and up ahead for Brooke Hallman, who runs all alone and lays it in with the left hand. 13-6 is Auburn's lead. 4:33 to play. Opelika coming back quickly and lays it in. Does London Garner, who gets her first bucket of the night, does the freshman guard. So important freshman on this Opelika team, especially at that guard spot, as Winfrey gets into the lane and draws another foul. She'll head right back to the charity stripe, trying to make up for an 0-for-2 effort last time. 13-8 is Auburn's lead over Opelika. 4:20. In this first quarter. Tonight's game broadcast is presented by Acre Restaurant in Auburn. You can visit them for lunch and for dinner throughout the week. And for brunch on Sunday mornings, check out the variety of menus online at acreauburn.com. Braylee Winfrey knocks down the first. As Anabia Nelms will sub in, Daly Alsobrook after the hot start will take a seat. For head coach Courtney Pritchett, rattles out, does the second free throw, pulled down by the senior Mackenzie Etheridge. And it gives the Tigers life with 4:15 in the opening quarter with a 14-8 lead. Lee is patient. Looks for a screen. Heavy pressure by Tyra Pitts, who steals it. Tyra Pitts takes it from Leah. She'll lay it in all by herself. And that's a couple of points now. Back-to-back buckets for the Dogs. And that's four for Tyra Pitts. She's put pressure on Leah in the first game. She's done it here in the second game. Dogs cut it to four. Winfrey off the right side, gets to the lane, picks up her dribble, turnaround jumper swatted away by Michaela Jones. Picked up by Braylee Winfrey, who was then fouled by Michaela Jones, the 5'10 senior. That ties for the second highest, or second tallest player, I should say, for this Opelika team behind Monica Wack, who wears number four for this Opelika team. And speaking of Monica Wack, she subs in right now, and that will put Michaela Jones on the bench. Wack was a big presence for this Opelika team last time we saw her. Didn't have any points in this game, but and her defensive effort and defensive threat is what had Auburn in out of sorts a little bit. Mackenzie Etheridge will sit down. Tigers have Anabia Nelms and Jordan Cobb is in the ball game. Leah off the right side. Hallman has some airspace. Airballed it. Winfrey fights for the rebound, falling out of bounds. She saves it to an Opelika Bulldog. It's into the hands of Pitts and then stolen by Cobb. And ahead for Braylee Winfrey, who lays it in for two. Tigers lead back up by six, and the Tigers steal it again. It's a two-on-one. Hallman to the lane, gets the bump, does not get the bucket, but Winfrey's there to clean it up. She hands it now to Jordan Cobb. She's got it at the free throw line, back out to Hallman. Pump fake on the three and tries to throw it to Leah, tipped away by Pitts, falling out of bounds into the Opelika bench. They're going to say it stays with Auburn. Brooke Hallman visibly upset with herself after a couple of missed shots, also a turnover. You just know she holds herself to such a high standard, does the UNA commit. Excited to see what she does at the next level. That'll bring Daly Alsobrook in. So the five on the floor for the Tigers as we approach 3 minutes to play in this first quarter. It's Kalia Tolles who will hand off to Anavia Nelms. Dumps it down for Braylee Winfrey. Her shot was blocked by Monica Wack, but draws another foul. Does 20 and White. And back to the free throw line goes Braylee Winfrey. So it's her, Nelms, Tolles, Cobb, and Alsobrook. The five on the floor for head coach Courtney Pritchett with 2:54 in the opening quarter. 16-10 is Auburn's lead. Braylee can extend that here. She's got three early points for this Auburn High team. Last time out, she had 15 against the Dogs back on January 13th, and she knocks down the first right there. Want to remind folks, this game was supposed to be played last Friday on January 24th, but with all the weather and the snow and these two schools being out that entire week, had a lot of games get rescheduled. Some games got canceled, but glad we're able to get it in as Winfrey knocks down both free throws, give her five. Dogs break the press. It's Pitts, right corner three. No, in and out. And knocked around. It's Wack who comes up with it. Pitts in the lane, dumps it off, low block, wild shot, won't go, and it falls out of bounds. It'll stay with Opelika. Zion Fears was the sophomore forward who got the shot away but couldn't make it go. But it stays with Opelika. They trail your Auburn High Tigers 18-10 with 2:39 in this first quarter. Moving right to left are the Dogs. Inbounding on the baseline is Claire Barber, who's in the game for the Dogs. And she hit a couple of threes the last time these two teams played. Has to throw it all the way into the backcourt. Now it's Barber. Has it on the left wing. She's guarded by Alsobrook. Throws it in. Open three. Kimora Johnson drills it.
3-point field goal, number 23.
Kimora Johnson, give her five in this opening quarter. Tigers look to respond, and Navia Nelms had her layup blocked on the baseline and pulled in by Tyra Pitts. 2:10 to play. Auburn leads by five here in the varsity girls game. First quarter between Auburn and Opelika. Pitts jump stop in the lane. Tries to get around the defense. Can't do so. And a foul is eventually called against Auburn. I thought a jump ball should have been called first.
Fouls on two, Navia Nelms.
But instead they call the junior guard and Navia Nelms for the hand foul. And the two-man game between Jordan Cobb and Antoinette Morgan continues. Cobb sits down. Morgan is in. Nelms will sit down. And Brooke Coleman is quickly back in the ballgame. Dogs inbounded, stolen by Morgan. Antoinette Morgan, all 6 foot over, got a piece of that one. And the Tigers are off and running. Alsobrook wants another three. Not that time. Pulled down by Winfrey. She's got her third offensive rebound in the corner. Kalia Toll, straightaway three. No, too strong. And Antoinette Morgan pulls down the board, but it popped up and hit the rim, or I guess hit the post that holding the basket here inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. That's considered out of bounds, so it is Opelika basketball. 18-13, Tigers lead the Dogs with 1:48 in this opening quarter. Opelika moving right to left, trying to break the press of Auburn, and they do. They've got a one-on-three if they go for it, or a three-on-one, I should say, is what they had. But Daly Alsobrook stolen, and then she traveled. Couldn't corral it, trying to get it away, and just took too many steps. Couldn't get it out of her hands fast enough, like a hot potato, and it's a turnover for Daly Alsobrook and the Tigers. 1:39, first frame between Auburn and Opelika here in the varsity girls game. And it's a 5-point lead for Auburn High School with 1:36 in the corner as the Dogs almost throw it away, and they do. They throw it in to the scores table. We're sitting out from the far side to the near side. It's a turnover for Opelika. It'll be Auburn High basketball with a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. Kalia Tolls, Brooke Coleman, Daly Alsobrook, Braylee Winfrey, and Antoinette Morgan, the five on the floor for head coach Courtney Pritchett. As Tolls will walk it up, throws it to Winfrey on the near side. Excuse me, on the far side. Now on the near side, it's Kalia Tolls at free throw line extended. Throws an alley-oop underneath to Braylee Winfrey, and that pass too hot from Kalia Tolls. It's Opelika basketball. Trading turnovers are these two squads right now. As Opelika inbound with the length of the floor to go with 1:15 to play. They throw it from the far side to the near side. Claire Barber lets it go from three. Won't go. Pulled down by Holman and into the hands of Winfrey. Now it's Daly Alsobrook. Didn't have numbers, and she'll smartly pull up and reset into the hands of her senior point guard, Kalia Tolls. Tolls with the left hand, gets to the lane, looks for the bounce pass. Morgan is there to receive it and puts it in for two. Antoinette Morgan's up to four off the feed from her senior guard, Kalia Tolls. Tigers are up by seven. We're under a minute to play in this first quarter. Dogs break the press again. Claire Barber on the left-hand side gets to the lane, had her layup blocked by the backboard, and ahead now for Kalia Tolls. Does she go to the lane or give it to Winfrey? She goes to the lane and draws the foul, and Kalia Tolls for the first time tonight will step to the free throw line. They get the foul on London Gardner, the freshman guard, for Opelika. That is their fifth team foul in this quarter, so any more of those fouls with 34 seconds will put Auburn on the free throw line, and pure on the first is Kalia Tolls, her first point of the night. And eight seniors were honored, including Kalia Tolls, who can't get the friendly roll on the second. She'll split a pair at the line, and then a touch foul is going to be called on Braylee Winfrey on the rebound attempt. And that is the fifth foul on Auburn, so same thing I just told you about Opelika. With Auburn going to the line, that will now be the fifth foul on Auburn to put Opelika on the free throw line. Five fouls and a quarter. We'll put a team on the free throw line here in high school basketball. This is 7A Area 4 action, the final game of the regular season. These two teams will play tonight, have 6 days off before they play once again right back here on this floor for the opening game, opening day rather, of the Area 4 tournament. As the first free throw banked in by Kennedy Williams. Auburn High team will be the one seed. They locked that up a couple of weeks ago against Central right here on this floor. Opelika will be the four seed as they are looking for their first win in area play. After banking home the first, Williams can't find it on the second. Leah pushes ahead. She's got 25 seconds across half court. Into the corner. Holman, three. Yes! Brooke Holman knocks down her first three of the game, and the Tigers have their biggest lead. It's 10. 13 seconds now. It is Williams on the right side of the floor. Throws it down low for Zion Fear. She's guarded by Antoinette Morgan. Goes around her. Wild shot won't fall, and the Auburn High Tigers have time. Kalia across half court with three. All sorts of contact. Stolen at the buzzer. No shot. Doesn't count. Won't go. Doesn't matter. Zion Fears could not get it to go, and there was a foul at center court that didn't get called. Either way, Auburn takes a 24-14 lead to the second quarter of the varsity girls game. We'll have it for you coming up next here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome, and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by. Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Start of the second quarter, Auburn High School varsity girls on senior night here against the Dogs of Opelika. It's a 24-14 lead as Opelika will be moving right to left. Join your radio dial. Auburn High, when they get the basketball back, will be moving from left to right. It's Opelika throws it into the foot of Braylee Winfrey, who does a jumping jack motion to stop that pass. Fortunately, you can't do that. They will get you on that one. So just 7 seconds into the second quarter, it's 24-14. Auburn leads thanks to 9 first-quarter points by Daly Alsabrook. You had a pair of Tigers with 5, Braylee Winfrey, Brooke Coleman, and 4 from Antoinette Morgan. Kalia Toll has had a point as well. Missed layup pulled down by Daly Alsabrook, and the Tigers will look to push. Holman, cross-court pass. Alsabrook in front of us for 3, too short. And chased down the long board did Opelika's Kennedy Williams. The sprint dribble across the timeline. Double team now by Braylee Winfrey, Brooke Coleman. They'll find it to the free throw line. Jumper rattles home for Zion Fears from the free throw line. It's Kalia Tolles, Daly Alsabrook, Brooke Coleman, Braylee Winfrey, and Shylin Evans, one of the 8 seniors, is on the floor right now. So 4 seniors and a junior. Holman, she wants a 3. No. And tipped out to the far corner in front of the Opelika bench. It was pulled down by Claire Barber. Home run pass all the way inside the lane. Up with the layup. It was good. Heck of a play from Kennedy Williams off the feed from Tyra Pitts. Caught the Tigers sleeping. And that'll give Kennedy Williams her 3rd points of the night. And now another steal. Tyra Pitts pulls up in transition for 3, in and out. And pulled down underneath by Kennedy Williams. Bounce pass out. Work to Pitts. Another 3 opportunity. And 0 for 2 now. On that possession is Opelika. Tigers lead by 6. Here comes Daly Alsabrook on the left-hand wing. Crossover dribble to the baseline. Goes for the reverse layup. Won't go. And Shylin Evans is there for the layup. Off the rebound. Shy puts it in. Her first bucket of the game. And the seniors on the board. Tigers are back up by 6. Back up by 8. Apologies. 26-18 with 6:15 to play. Opelika in their half court. Now it's Tyra Pitts. She's got it at the point. We approach 6 minutes to play. Picks up her dribble. Free throw line extended on the left-hand side. Kicks it to the corner. That 3 was blocked. It was blocked. London Garner let it fly, and Daly Alsabrook was there. And Holman now in transition finds Braylee Winfrey. Gets to the lane. Goes up with contact and lays it in. No call. Braylee Winfrey gets her first bucket in the second quarter. And timeout called by Opelika. Tigers are back up by 10 with 5:45 to play. in the second quarter. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street. 28-18 Auburn leads with 5:45 in the second quarter. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll leave it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. First half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and Dewitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Appreciate you spending your Thursday night with us on the Auburn High Sports Network. As I'd say this place is probably 75% full on both sides as I look behind me and look across to the home side of the floor. And if you've ever been inside Auburn High Gymnasium, right, the floor sits kind of down in a hole, and on each baseline up top on the second level, you've got a big wall. One side says Auburn, the other side says Tigers, and it's standing room only up there and on both sidelines. And I'd say that's about 75% full, too. So people showing up for Auburn and Opelika, the final rendition in the regular season. Girls here with 5:45 in the second quarter. Stay tuned. We'll have the varsity boys game later on tonight as well. As Liz Robinson will sub in for the first time this evening, one of the eight seniors honored here, does wearing number 33. For the blue and white. Opelika now in their half court, moving right to left. It's Barber on the right hand side. She's guarded by Kalia Toll. They throw it down low. It's Monica Wack. Power dribble blocked by Jordan Cobb, and a foul. Monica Wack goes up 6'2", has just the slight advantage on the 6 foot Jordan Cobb. Look clean from my angle. But they don't ask me what I think. The officials don't anyway. That'll put Monica Wack, the 6'2" senior, at the free throw line and connects on the first. Her first point on the evening. 28-19 is Auburn's lead, and it remains so after the missed free throw. And then a lane violation is going to call on Liz Robinson. And so that'll give Monica Wack a chance, a third opportunity, to knock down a free throw. And she cannot. Longboard to the far corner in front of the Auburn High bench. It's pulled down by Opelika. Now it's in the hands of Barber. They'll work it around for Kimora Johnson. She's guarded by Auburn High's Daly Alsobrook. A 2-3 zone for the Tigers. It's Barber on the left-hand side. Back up for Pitts. Straightaway three off the left side of the rim. A long board will fall out of bounds. It'll go to Auburn High. 28-19 is Auburn's lead with 5:10 to play in the first half over Opelika here in the varsity girls game on the Auburn High Sports Network. Leah will slowly walk it across the timeline. Calls off the screen from Jordan Cobb. Again, Tigers moving left to right as we look at it. Leah on the far side of the floor gets a high screen from Jordan Cobb. She'll turn the corner with the right. She'll kick it to Daly Alsobrook, who tries to bank in a shot from 18. Won't go. Jordan Cobb is there to clean it up and gets the friendly roll off the front side of the rim. Jordan Cobb has her first bucket of the evening. Another senior's on the board for Auburn High. 30-19 is the lead as Tyra Pitts gets into the lane. A Euro step around the Tigers. She doesn't. Brooke Hoffman's calling for a travel. She's not going to get it. It's out of bounds off of Auburn High. A couple of Tigers stripped it away. So it'll be 10 and black to inbound baseline right. Smacks the basketball and looks for it. Kicks to the near corner. It is Barber for three. Rattles home. Tigers left Claire Barber all alone, and she made them pay. Don't know why you would. She knocked down a couple the last time these two teams played. Just a few minutes down the road on the campus of the Dogs. Now it's Kalia off the right-hand side. Gets the screen from Cobb. Pulls up from the free throw line. Falls to the ground. No call. Can't knock it down. And Jordan Cobb pulls down the offensive board. Keeps the possession alive into the hands of Brooke Holman. Now it's Kalia Tolls at the top. She's working on Tyra Pitts. That's a great matchup. 1 versus 10. Senior guard on senior guard. Leah with the right hand. Gets to that right hand on the right-hand side. Hands it off to Anavia Nelms, newly in the ballgame. Bounce pass Liz Robinson. Turnaround floater. Won't go off the back iron, and Tyra Pitts is there. She'll sprint dribble across the half court line. Kick to the near corner. Open three for Opelika. Won't go. It was Kimora Johnson who couldn't connect. Tigers can't find shooters right now as Opelika steals it in transition. They've tried to feed it to Liz Robinson, and now here come the Dogs. It's Kennedy Williams to the corner. That's Barber for three. In and out. Pulled down by Wax. 6'2", goes up and gets it in over the 6 foot Jordan Cobb. That is Monica Wack. Another bucket for her. She had a point at the free throw line. She makes her first field goal. Opelika back within six. Auburn's biggest lead has been 11 in this first half. Hallman gets to the lane, stops, picks up her dribble, floats it up from 8 feet short, and pulled down underneath by Kennedy Williams, who's then bumped by a pair of Tigers, and they're going to get it on Jordan Cobb. Opelika playing with a little urgency here in this second quarter. We have 3:07 in this first half. Tigers lead 30-24. Auburn over Opelika. So the Dogs will be moving right to left. It will be Tyra Pitts to bring it up the floor for Opelika. It is Williams straight away. She'll hand it off on the right-hand side. Post up from Wack. Back out to the corner. Contested three. Hallman was in the face. Couldn't knock it down. And Wack tips it around and pulls down the board for Opelika. It's Kimora Johnson. She'll work on Brooke Hallman. And then a steal by Braylee Winfrey. Trying to feed Wack down low. And here comes 20 and White. Gets to the lane. Splits the defense and fouled. Braylee Winfrey will work her way back to the charity stripe. It's been one of the things she's done so well all season long. She's continued that here tonight. Got to knock them down as the Tigers lead by six with 2:38 to play in the second quarter. First half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and DeWitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Winfrey unable to connect on the first free throw with 2:38 in the second quarter. Reminder, stick around. We'll have the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up. Tell you how we got to our halftime score. Also preview the second half and talk the varsity boys game a little bit as well, as Braylee Winfrey connects on the second free throw, goes 1-for-2 again. Kennedy Williams has the inbound. Tigers put on a full court press. Opelika nearly turned it over, and now it is Pitts. Throws ahead for Wax. She's got it at the elbow. Nearly traveled. No call. We play on. Everybody's calling for one. Williams is pressured immediately and into her hands, and now into the hands of Alsobrook. Threw it ahead for Brooke Hallman. Good play by Claire Barber, the junior guard, to get back and swat it out of bounds. It will be Auburn High basketball, but Barber prevented 2 points. One of the best finishers in the game, Brooke Hallman. 2:19. It's Winfrey. Now they get it out to Daly Alsobrook. She has it straight away. Thought about the three. Hallman turns the corner, gets the pass, gets the shot away, left it short. And it is Antoinette Morgan who comes down with the board. It leads to an Alsobrook three-point attempt that rattles in and out. Morgan fights for the board underneath. It's out on 24 and White. It is Opelika basketball. 2:03 in this second quarter. Auburn leads 31-24. Had a cold spell here for this Auburn High team offensively. Opelika not going away. This game last time was 67-20 as Auburn gets the steal. Hallman at the free throw line. Kicks to her counterpart, Alsobrook. Lets it go and won't fall. And Winfrey skies in for the rebound. Can't corral it out of bounds. It is Opelika basketball. A lid on the basket right now for this Auburn High team. Scored 67 in this game a few weeks ago. Scored 62 on the road the other night against Smith Station. Hallman steals it on the inbound. A baseline jumper can't fall. And Winfrey's there to pull it down. One thing about this team, Auburn will shoot away until they start to see him go through. 1:35 in the first half. It's Hallman straight away. Gets the screen from Winfrey. Gets to the left hand. No look pass to Morgan. On the low block. Spin move in the lane. Floater blocked by Monica Wack. Her second block here this evening in the first half. Throwing ahead and right into the hands of Anavia Nelms. Tigers moving left to right. They get it back into the half court, and Nelms will settle it down with 1:15 to play in the second quarter. 31-24. Auburn leads Opelika. Winfrey will turn the corner on the right-hand side. Get to her left hand. Left it short on the layup. Morgan's there to clean it up. Double team by Monica Wack. And it was Zion Fears who stripped it for Opelika. Dogs bring it ahead right to left. Under a minute to play in the first half. Barber open in the corner for three. Air ball just off the backside of the backboard. And Anavia Nelms will give the possession arrow back. Or the possession, rather, back to Auburn High. Hallman left her open in transition, left that three short. All of them have been short, it seems like, for Brooke Hallman tonight so far. And Opelika's got the basketball down by seven with 38 to play. They're in their own half court. It's Tyra Pitts, gets to the elbow. Stop, pop, no, and pulled down by Daly Alsobrook, falling out of bounds. I'm Auburn. I look to slow it down with 28 seconds. Winfrey didn't listen to me. Kicks to Nelms. Thought about the three. Gets to the lane. Had it knocked away. Slow bounce pass to Morgan. Kicks it back out to Daly Alsobrook. Tigers have 15 to work with. Gets in the lane. Floater from 8 feet. No. And out of bounds. Thought she may have been fouled. And instead, it's another missed shot for Auburn, which will give Opelika 12.8 to work with on the clock as Anavia Nelms and Antoinette Morgan will sit down. Brings Jordan Cobb And Kalia Tall is in the ballgame for head coach Courtney Pritchett. Ahead is Opelika across the Auburn High A with eight. Into the hands of Barber on the left-hand side with six. They get it to the hands of Gardner with three. On the right side, down low. Turnover, Auburn steals it. Hallman's going to let it fly. Good if it goes. It does not. And the Tigers will take a 31-24 lead over Opelika into the half. The varsity girls on top as we've played two. Stick around. The Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up next on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Hi, I'm Brian Snyder, Regional Vice President with Troy Bank and Trust. We're excited to be moved into our new state-of-the-art Cary Creek building at 2870 East University Drive in Auburn. We welcome you to come in and experience what true community banking is all about. We offer a complete line of deposit, savings, and loan products to meet your commercial and consumer banking needs. You'll find our service impeccable. Come see us today to learn more about the only bank you'll ever need. Troy Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers! Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Show.
Auburn High School, the varsity girls lead Opelika here at home. 31-24 is Auburn's lead over the Lady Bulldogs. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. It's brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic, East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. A really cool presentation happening right now with the Daniels family, one that runs deep in Auburn, Auburn High and Auburn University, of course, and it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night here on the campus of Auburn High School. So many pink shirts and pants and shoes and hair bows, all sorts of great stuff happening here. And everybody's got pink on, and you got the Auburn High or the Auburn University women's team is here. Soraya Daniels spoke, Marquise Daniels spoke, of course, Auburn legend, and a couple of coaches speaking of Auburn High as well. So always a great thing to be able to honor breast cancer survivors and for those that are fighting breast cancer or any form of cancer. Man, it's just such a terrible thing and a terrible disease, and we are with everybody who fights that or has beat that. Congratulations to you, and we're with the ones who are still fighting to beat this horrible thing of cancer. Auburn leads 31-24 here at the half. We're running through some of the numbers for the visiting Opelika Bulldogs, and then we'll talk about your Auburn High Tigers. Scoring totals for Opelika: London Gardner has two, Claire Barber has three. They left her open, and she made them pay. Monica Becca Wack has three off a made free throw, also a made bucket for her. She's been a physical presence inside on the defensive end of the floor. Zion Fierce has two. Tyra Pitts has four. Kennedy Williams has three. She had a free throw in the first, a made bucket in the second quarter. You have Michaela Jones with two, and Kimora Johnson has five. A quiet five for her, and the fact that Auburn held Tyra Pitts to just four is pretty incredible. She's been a big presence defensively with a couple big steals on Auburn High School's ball handlers as well. For your Auburn High School Tigers, will go biggest score or biggest score to the least score here. Daly Alsobrook had 9 points in that first half. All of those came in the first quarter. She had two threes from behind the arc and an and one that she converted to give her nine to lead the Auburn High Tigers. Bradley Winfrey had eight. Yeah, Brooke Coleman with five. Antoinette Morgan had four. Para Tigers had two with Shylin Evans and Jordan Cobb. And then Kalia Tolles knocked down a free throw to give her one. Auburn leads Opelika 31-24. We'll tell you what needs to happen coming up in the second half. Tigers are in a fight with the Dogs here at home on senior night on the final game of the regular season. The Orthopedic Clinic halftime report continues after this on the Auburn High Sports Network.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank, Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama. A steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
The Orthopedic Clinic halftime report rolls on here on the campus of Auburn High School. Brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic, East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Auburn High leads Opelika 31-24 here in the varsity boy or varsity girls game, rather. Gave you some of the scoring totals, and right now, this is a really good game, and it's a lot closer than the first one was when we played at Opelika just a few weeks ago. And your Auburn High Tigers as the number 5 ranked team in 7A high school basketball for varsity girls. They're in a tight one right now with Opelika. And honestly, this team's taking good shots. They're just not falling. You had Daly Alsobrook, who got hot in the first quarter. And with Brooke Harmon missing some threes that she normally makes and some sloppy turnovers from this Auburn High team, it may be a game that technically doesn't matter in terms of area recognition, right? Area play, area seating, since these two teams are already set to play each other on Wednesday next week as the 1-4 seeds right back here on this floor. But it still means something because it's Auburn and Opelika. The hatred runs true, man. This is one of the deepest and oldest and most passionate rivalries in all of sports, not just in high school, not just in Alabama, but in the country. And if you're here, you know it. And if you're not, you don't. And so I expect this to be a really, really exciting second half. I expect Auburn to come out shooting the ball a lot better and executing their offense a lot better as well. And you got to find some shooters too, man. Opelika had plenty of open looks, and they knocked them down, so give them credit. And this is why Opelika is in the ballgame. Auburn leads 31-24, and that'll wrap up the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. Second half coming up between Auburn and Opelika right here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Dewitt Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Dewitt Center and Building Supply.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee. Now let's get back to the action on 96.3 W. Lee. The second half of AHS Basketball is presented by Southern Union State Community College.
Start of the third quarter between Auburn and Opelika in the varsity girls game. Auburn leads Opelika 31-24. We're through two and have two to go. Second half action of tonight's game is presented by Southern Union State Community College. Affordable, accessible, unparalleled. It's time to venture forward and blaze your path. Visit suscc.edu. Auburn in their home whites, Opelika in the road blacks. It is 31-24. Auburn leads here on senior night, and the Tigers will start the half, with the basketball. They'll be moving right to left on your radio dial. It's Kalia Tolles, Braylee Winfrey, Brooke Coleman, Daly Alsobrook, and Antoinette Morgan. Four guards in the center down low with Morgan are the five to start the half for head coach Courtney Pritchett. Holman starts the half with a three. Can't knock it down, and Opelika and Kennedy Williams are able to clear. Throw it ahead, fighting for the basketball here on the near side. Pressured heavily by Kalia Tolles. It's London Garner who throws it away. Ahead for Brooke Coleman. Gets it up with the left hand. Got on a foul.
Brooke for two and one.
When the threes aren't falling, take it to the rim. And that's what Brooke Coleman did right there in transition. Tigers are back up by nine and can make it 10 with the senior guard Brooke Coleman at the free throw line. The 5'9 senior guard Brooke Coleman. She'll be playing basketball this time next year. Up in Florence, Alabama with the UNA Lions as she converts on the and-one opportunity and now steals it in transition. She's got it at half court, moving right to left. Kicks it to the corner. Alsobrook, three, in and out. Winfrey on the backside to get the rebound. Her shot was blocked. She'll pull it back out, and the Tigers will reset. 34-24, just 45 seconds into this third quarter. Leah off the right side. Now to Daly Alsobrook in front of her bench and head coach Courtney Pritchett. She'll work it on the near side. Holman's got the airspace, lets it go. Not that time, and Kennedy Williams finds herself with the basketball in her hands. We're a minute in to this third quarter. She'll pick up her dribble, far side of the floor, and then ripped away from Winfrey, who then hits the floor. Should have been a foul call on Kennedy Williams. We play on. Winfrey slowed to get up. Hope she's okay. And she appears to be. Leah off the right side, into the lane. Euro step around the Opelika defense and lays it in. Kalia Tolles lays it in for her first made field goal. Timeout called by Opelika. 36-24. Tigers with their biggest lead of the game. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street. 36-24. Auburn leads Opelika. We're back in 30 seconds on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Auburn started both halves the exact same way. Back-to-back buckets. Opelika calls a timeout. This time it's Auburn up by 12 with 6:41 to play in this third quarter. Dogs moving left to right following the timeout. They trail your Auburn High Tigers by 12. It's the biggest lead so far for head coach Courtney Pritchett and Auburn High School tonight. It's on the left-hand side for Opelika. Throws up a tough shot from 8 feet on the baseline. Won't fall. Antoinette Morgan is underneath. She's got her hands on it. So does Michaela Jones. A jump ball is forced. The first one we've had in this ball game. Possession arrow does favor Opelika. The Dogs to inbound left side baseline. They throw it into Monica Wack. She'll turn the corner, lay it in with the right hand. Daly Alsterbrook had no chance, and Monica Wack lays it in for her fourth and fifth points on the night. Leah, she's got it straight away inside the Auburn High A. It's blue and white with a black circle around it here on the campus of Auburn High School. Hallman pump fake on the three. Dribble drive, floater with the left hand. Gets it to go from 8 feet. Brooke Coleman looking good inside the lane. She's got back-to-back buckets. She's up to five in the corner alone. 38-26, Auburn back up by 12. We're under six to play. Had her shot blocked in the lane. Throws up a wild rebound shot from London Gardner, and Brooke Coleman pulls it down for the Tigers. Ahead for Alsabrook. Has it in the near corner. She'll skip it over to Kalia Tolles. Low pass, couldn't handle it. She'll back it out. Same five on the floor for Auburn. Leah feeds to the far side of the floor. It's Daly Alsabrook. Tries to go down low for Winfrey. Not there. She'll find Hallman on the turnaround screen. Lets it go from 6 feet. You bet. Same shot, same result for 23 and White. She's got seven now in the corner alone. Tigers are up by 14. And then throw it away. Alsabrook is able to pick it up. Leah feeds to the corner. Winfrey wants a three. Too strong off the back iron. And Hallman skies for the board. Gets to the lane. No look pass. Winfrey for three. Short. And it is Opelika's London Gardner there on the rebound. This place would have gone nuts if Brayley Winfrey could have knocked that down. And instead, it's an Opelika turnover. Just moved too quickly. Did Tyra Pitts on the far side of the floor. An unforced turnover for Opelika. And Auburn takes over with 5:06 in the third quarter. Jordan Cobb and Anavia Nelms will sub in for Antoinette Morgan and Daly Alsabrook. Tigers right to left as we look at it with 5 minutes to play, counting down in this third quarter. Leah, right side of the floor, finds it to Hallman. They work it to Brayley Winfrey. Has some space in the lane, throws it up. Tough shot, won't fall, and pulled down by Opelika. They look to run. Ahead now is London Gardner. She'll dribble drive on Brooke Coleman and gets it to go. Lots of contact, and we play on. That's a tough take and make by London Gardner, who gets her third and fourth point. Winfrey looks to respond, works her way to the lane, and then works her way to the free throw line. She may have gotten smacked in the face. Hope she's okay. My goodness, she's been at the line all night long, which has helped Auburn get out to a 40-28 lead with 4:37 in this third quarter. A couple of the Dogs set to sub in after the first free throw attempt. Again, Brayley Winfrey grabbing her nose, maybe her eyes. So I'm not sure. She took a shot. There's no doubt about it. Hope she's all right. First free throw is good from Brayley Winfrey. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on 96.3 W. Lee.
96.3 W. Lee, WGZZ HD2, Waverly, and W242 AX, Auburn, Opelika.
96.3 W. Lee.
The second of the shooting foul free throws as Brayley Winfrey rolls it in and connects on both free throws. 41-28 is Auburn's lead over Opelika with 5:35 in the third quarter of the varsity girls game. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. Appreciate you being with us wherever you're tuned in on 96.3 W. Lee on 96.3 FM, 963WLEE.com, or the Radio Alabama app. We appreciate you spending your Thursday night with us. Opelika's got it in the half court, trying to feed down low on a bounce pass from Tyra Pitts, but got it in a shoe shiner off the purple sneaker of Brayley Winfrey. So the Dogs will inbound left side underneath with 4:19 to play in the third quarter. Cross court pass, left wide open was Barber for three. Yep.
3-point field goal, Barber.
That's what she does. She spots up. It's a particular spots around the perimeter. She doesn't make them all, but she makes them at a pretty high clip. She's got two made in this game alone. 42-31 is Auburn's lead. Leah gets to the lane, throws up a tough shot on the run. She was falling down. It won't fall. And Opelika throws it ahead. Zion Fears is there, had to make it over Anavia Nelms, and she does.
Basket number five.
Back and forth we go. 42-33. The lead for Auburn is cut to 9. Winfrey at the top. Gets to the left hand. Now to the right hand. She's double teamed immediately. Goes right around both. Bounce pass. Nobody home. Winfrey got to the lane. She thought Anavia Nelms was going to backcourt on the baseline. Instead, Nelms went to the corner looking for a three, and it's a turnover on Auburn. 42-33 is Auburn High School's lead. We have 3:35 counting down in this third quarter. Tonight's game broadcast is presented by Acre Restaurant in Auburn. You can visit them for lunch and dinner throughout the week. And for brunch on Sunday morning, check out the variety of menus online at acreauburn.com. And there's Claire Barber again, 3 in black for Opelika. She goes back-to-back from behind the arc. And just like that, it's down to a 6-point lead for Auburn. On the right side, Leah in front of their head coach, Courtney Pritchett. He calls out the play for Daly Alsobrook. Gets it to Brooke Coleman. Gets the defender to go flying by on the pump fake and knocks it down from the elbow and lets out a scream. Does Brooke Coleman. It's been her quarter. She's got 9 alone in the third frame. Auburn leads 44-36. Tyra Pitts looks to get a 3 to stop the bleeding. Can't do so. And it's Jordan Cobb there for the board. Leah. We'll call out the play. It's Hallman on the right side. Feed to Winfrey, far corner. Gets the lane. Eurostep floater from 3 feet is pure with the left hand. Braylee Winfrey has 4 in the corner. It's a double-digit lead once again for Auburn. 46-36 with 2:25 in the third. Ahead now is Pitts. Bounce pass to Wack underneath. Back to Pitts near corner. Guarded by Kalia. Gets to the lane. Throws up a tough shot with the left hand. Ricochets off the front side of the rim. Rolls out of bounds off the fingertips of 15 and White. That's Daly Alsobrook. 2:13 to play as people continue to file into Auburn High School Gymnasium. We told you the standing room only on each baseline and on each sideline. I'd say it's 3/4 full. Completely full in the last spot on the left baseline to our left. It's starting to fill up as we speak. Barber now has it at the point, guarded by Brooke Coleman. Puts on the pressure, falls to the floor. Jump ball trying to be forced, no call. And Opelika now has it on a scramble drill. Down low through the hands of Wack. Barber comes up with it. Tries to feed it to Wack. Instead, it's Brooke Coleman running the other way. She's got it. Euro step to the basket. Lays it in. And the foul. Brooke Coleman has taken over in the third quarter. She's got double digits alone, and she's got a chance at one more. How about Brooke Coleman, after struggling in the first half, has turned it on in the second half. She's got 11 in the third quarter all by itself. Tigers are back up by 12. My goodness. Brooke Coleman, have yourself a night. And the UNA commit makes it 12 in the third quarter. 49-36 is Auburn's lead with 1:50 counting down in the frame. Now at the top, it's Kimora Johnson. Picks up her dribble, dumps it down to Wack on the low block. Back out to Barber. Heavy pressure by Braylee Winfrey. Bounce pass to Wack. Turns, throws it up, and a push foul is going to be called on the floor on Antoinette Morgan, who disagrees and gets the very brief explanation from the official, saying she kind of arm-barred her in the back. And so just the first foul on Auburn in this quarter. Opelika has 3. And it will be open like a basketball. Kimora Johnson to inbound right side left. In the corner, left open for 3. Almost airballed it as it was Zion Fears who couldn't connect. Monica Wack can't fall or can't knock down a free throw on the offensive board. And Auburn High is able to clear. 1:22 in the corner. Alsobrook has it. Gets up to the basket and was fouled. Left the layup short, but the contact will make that so. She'll head to the free throw line.
Fouls at number 5.
They're going to call it on Zion Fears, the sophomore forward. For Opelika, that is their 4th. Reminder, 5 fouls per quarter is what puts the team in the bonus. So Auburn High could do that on the next foul with 1:17 in this frame. Alsobrook can't find the first. Auburn is the 5th-ranked team in Class 7A in the state of Alabama. They're the 1 seed out of Area 4. They'll play and host this Opelika team next Wednesday right back here inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. Alsobrook knocks down the second, her first point in the third quarter. Tigers have their tied for the biggest lead at 14. 1:17 to play, counting down. 50-36 is the score. Auburn leads Opelika here in the varsity girls game. Dogs moving left to right. It's on the right-hand side of the floor. Kimora Johnson tried to feed it down low. Couldn't do so. Here comes Brooke Hallman. Has a two-on-one, or one-on-two, rather. Gets the bump. No bucket. We play on. Hallman off the offensive board from Nelms. She'll take it on the baseline. Kick to Winfrey. High arcing three is off the front side of the rim, and it leads to an Opelika runout. In transition is Kimora Johnson. She lost it off of a Tiger. Stays inbounds. We play on. Leah over to Hallman. Thought about the three. No airspace. Still has it. And now she'll reorchestrate, or reset rather, into the hands of Kalia Tolles. 33 seconds to play in the third quarter. Auburn leads 50-36. Back to Hallman, right side. Wants a three. No, that was short. Still has not been able to find the stroke from outside, and London Gardner pulls it down. It's Williams now. Spins into the lane. Lost it out off an open like a bulldog, and it's Auburn high school basketball. Brady Winfrey will take a seat until the start of the fourth quarter, I would imagine. Daly Alsobrook back in the game. It's Hallman, Tolles, Alsobrook, Nelms, and Morgan, the five on the floor for head coach Courtney Pritchett. Across the half-court line with 14 is Leah. She'll stop and slow it down. Tigers will look to move now. They do so with 9. Hallman in the corner with 8. Pump fake to the elbow with 7. Lets it go at 6. Won't go. Morgan fights for the board. Into the hands of Alsobrook. Layup, no. Into the hands of a Bulldog. No shot. Won't count. And we head to the fourth quarter. Auburn had a chance to extend it. They couldn't do so, but they'll take a 14-point lead to the fourth quarter over Opelika. We'll have the conclusion for you after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the Orthopedic Clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
If you truly care about your feet and want to make them happy, check out Auburn's newest footwear experience, Love to Run. With the area's only pressure mapping system to analyze foot function, Love to Run identifies the perfect shoe for you. With brands like Ultra, Brooks, Hoka, they'll have your feet comfortably covered. So whether you're training for a marathon or just trekking through the marathon of life, Love to Run is ready to set the pace with you. 1957 East Sanford Avenue in Auburn.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
After a quick singing session between the third and fourth quarter, we're ready to get the final frame started between Auburn and Opelika. It's the Lady Tigers on top of the Lady Dogs, 50-36. As we're just 10 seconds in to this fourth quarter, Auburn High moving right to left on your radio dial. It's a Daly Alsobrook floater from the left side of the rim, won't fall. And a rebound for Opelika, tries to push it ahead for Williams, knocked out of bounds by Hallman. It will be Opelika basketball. Tigers trying to finish the area season, the area play regular season undefeated. Currently sitting at 5-0. Opelika trying to get off the winless line and get their first win of the year over the fifth-ranked team in 7A high school girls basketball here in the state. It's Opelika now on the right side. It's Zion Fears at the elbow. Low goes up and over. Daly Alsobrook, really. Shot wouldn't fall. I say it's out on a Tiger. I don't know who touched it. But they do say it's Opelika basketball, as head coach Courtney Pritchett is past half court. Looking for a timeout call. He finally gets it. Frustrated about something. Visibly frustrated about something. Still on the officials looking to get a timeout call. He was screaming for it. And he finally does get it. 50-36 is Auburn's lead, with 7:19 to play in the fourth quarter. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street. We're back in 30 seconds on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Anchor in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Anchor, visit them online at AnchorAuburn.com or just stop on by.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
7:19 to play in the basketball game between Auburn and Opelika. Varsity girls up first. The boys are to follow. All that going to be right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. It's Opelika basketball inbounding in their own half court. Baseline left underneath. Kicks it to the corner off the inbound. That three won't go from Kimora Johnson. Tigers fight for the rebound. A foul will be called on Opelika. I believe they got Zion Fears. They did. The sophomore picks up the foul.
Number five.
50 to 36 as Auburn's lead, 7-10 to play in the basketball game. Kalia Tolles, Brooke Coleman, Braylee Winfrey, Anavia Nouns, and Daly Alsabrook. How about this? A five-guard set for head coach Courtney Pritchett. They work it around the perimeter here on the near side of the floor. We're under seven to play in the ball game. Brooke Coleman on the volleyball line right. It is Braylee Winfrey straight away. Gets to the left hand. Into the body of an Opelika Bulldog. She gets fouled. No bucket. But Michaela Jones picks up the foul. And Braylee Winfrey right back to the free throw line.
Michaela Jones, your fourth. Team second to the line for Auburn.
That is the fourth foul on Michaela Jones. So keep that in mind. The second foul on Opelika as the Tigers are up by 14. Looking to get back-to-back wins over Opelika this season. And trying to do it on senior night for eight seniors who were celebrated earlier. Looking forward to talking about them a little bit in the quick post-game show. As Braylee Winfrey, one of the few non-seniors on this squad, knocks down the first. And leaves the second free throw short. There's Anavia Nouns. Talk about a junior making an impact. She's there on the offensive board, and she lays it in off the right side. Her first bucket of the ball game, and the Tigers are up 53-36, their biggest lead on the night. Heavy pressure by Nouns. Now on the right side of the floor, it is Kimora Johnson. Dribbles between a couple of Tigers. Kicks for a long two. Air ball by London Gardner, and almost falls out of bounds. Auburn was going to let it, but Opelika smartly snatches it. Now into the lane. It's Gardner again. Wild layup, no, and pulled down by Auburn High's Brooke Coleman. Leah feeds Alsabrook, corner, no. And fight for the board underneath off a Bulldog. It should be Auburn High ball. It is. With 6:09 to play in the fourth quarter. 53-36, Auburn leads. They lead Opelika here in the regular season finale. Hard to believe that we're already this deep into the season. Folks, the month of February is Saturday. That's Feb 1, which is pretty unbelievable to think about how we started and where we've become. But excited to see what postseason play brings for both Auburn girls and boys. And reminder, we'll have full coverage of that right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Alsabrook's got it at the point off the inbound. It's Hallman in the left-hand corner. Her and Alsabrook get tangled up. Hallman picks up her dribble in the death man corner. Now it's over to Kalia Tolles on the right side of the floor. Winfrey's got it at the right elbow. Spin in the lane. Up with the right hand. You bet. Braylee Winfrey, a next-level move to go from her right to her left, back to her right, and kisses it off the window. Tigers are up by 19, and now a near turnover on Opelika. They're going to say it was last touch by Auburn on the base line in the near corner. As Shylin Evans will step in, wears double zero for the Tigers. She'll step in as Anavia Nelms takes a seat. So another senior on the floor for head coach Courtney Pritchett. 5:32 to play. Opelika off the inbounds pass. They give it to Wack. Trying to go back out to Williams and stolen by Winfrey. 5:26 to play in the ball game. Winfrey steps up. Thought about the three. Down to Evans. Spin around. Layup was blocked. Tries to get her own rebound. And it is saved from going out of bounds by Opelika. Ahead for Claire Barber to the lane. Finger roll. Layup no. And a late foul call will send Claire Barber to the free throw line. The 5'5 junior guard will have her first attempts at the free throw line. Claire Barber wears number three in red and black. Can't connect on the first. As Braylee Winfrey will sub out, senior Liz Robinson steps on the floor. Barber, after missing the first, she's got one more. 55-36 is Auburn's lead with 5:13 to play in the fourth quarter. Barber, slow at the free throw line, will let it go and rattles home. That's the first point for Opelika in this fourth quarter with 5:13 to play in the frame. Opelika to put a full court press. It'll be also Brooke to inbound. Looks to get it to Kalia Tolls instead. Rares back and lets it fly. Finds Brooke Hallman all the way in the opposite gym corner. My goodness, heck of a pass by Alsobrook. Hallman gets to the lane. Spin, knocks it down from the elbow. Brooke Hallman is having herself a second half. She's putting on the display. She doesn't need a scholarship, folks. She's already got one. And that shot is blocked in the lane by Auburn High. Here come the Tigers right to left on your radio dial. Hallman to the corner. Alsobrook, three, no, too strong. And rebound is fought for. Shiloh Evans is on the floor. She's got a chance now. It's now Kalia Tolls at the top, and she'll pull it back out. Tigers will reset. And a timeout as we have an Opelika Bulldog down underneath the basket. I can't quite see exactly who it is. I believe it's London Gardner. Can't quite see. She is slow to get up and is able to. It is two in black, London Gardner, who has to get up with the assistance of a trainer and her head coach. And she is able to walk off the floor, so hopefully she is okay. Auburn leads by 20 as Gardner will slowly get off the floor and make it to the Opelika bench. 57-37 is Auburn's lead, 4:42 to play in the fourth quarter. It's Leah, now has it inside the Auburn high A. It is Shylin Evans who tries to get down low and a senior poster.
On the left side of the arena, please observe the posters directly below your hands. That's the third one to drop. Please notice them. Please quit knocking them off.
Well, there you go. You heard the announcement from Mr. Zach Alsobrook, as it was a senior poster that sits on top of the second level standing room only that fell off that barrier and straight into the playing area. So we'll redo it now, right to left on your radio dial. Kalia Tolls will bring it across the timeline with 4:30 to play in the ballgame. Leah gets it to Hallman, who has it at the point. Dribble handoff for Alsobrook, turns the corner with the left hand, throws it inside. Liz Robinson is there and lays it in.
Life favorites, 96-3, W. Lee.
Liz Robinson is there to knock it down. Another Auburn High Tiger is on the board. Another senior is on the board as well. 4:10 to play. Auburn leads 59-37. Williams finds herself open on the low block and lays it in for the Dogs to stop the bleeding. Their first field goal made in this fourth quarter. It's 4 minutes to play in the basketball game. Hallman to the lane. Finger roll with the left hand. She can't be stopped. 23 and white is going off here at Auburn High School. 3:45 to play as Opelika throws up a tough shot in the lane. Won't fall, pulls down their own board. It's Barber on the right-hand side. Now they hand it to Tyra Pitts. Step back three. Got it. My goodness, Tyra Pitts knocks it down. Brooke Coleman just shakes her head and walks down the other end of the floor. It was pretty good defense, just nowhere to go. Or nothing else you can do, I guess, as Pitts knocks it down. Auburn's got it. Auburn turns it over. Robinson hands it off to Monica Wack. Ahead for Barber. Power dribble since Daly Alsobrook flying. She traveled underneath. Hands it off to a Bulldog. First layup, no. Second layup, no. Robinson's there to force a jump ball with Michaela Jones. Who has to pick herself up off the floor. Possession arrow stays with Opelika. Kinsey Etheridge subs into the ball game, picks up a foul for Auburn. It's Opelika basketball, 2:59 to play. The inbound and into the hands of Liz Robinson. Here come the Tigers right to left. She's got it across the timeline. Now on the right-hand side of the floor. Picks up her dribble. Has to feed it to Kalia Tolls. It was tipped by Opelika into the backcourt and into the hands of Leah again. She'll dribble, penetrate, gets cut off. Now she's on the right-hand side of the floor. Crossover dribble. It's Daly Alsobrook. Now has it at the point. Tigers taking their time with 2:35. Alsobrook left alone. Gets it out top. Robinson for three. Yes! Liz Robinson. puts in from way downtown, and the Tigers are on fire here in the fourth quarter. Robinson has five thanks to the made three, and this place goes absolutely insane. Liz Robinson knows she just knocked out a big one. The senior gets her moment in the sun here on senior night at Opelika, or at Auburn High School. My goodness, against Opelika, a big-time shot. Tigers are up by 22. And on the other end, it is Tyra Pitts, who works her way to the free throw line and in and out on the first. 2:21 to play. Auburn leads 64-42. Second free throw from Pitts, 0-for-2. Shiloh Evans pulls down the board, looks for somebody to give it to. Opelika steals it, and then back into the hands of Auburn. Leah to push ahead for Alsobrook. Thought about the three, and she'll slow it down. Cross court, Robinson, heat check. Oh! Liz Robinson from both sides of the floor, and this place is going insane. Liz Robinson has 8 points in the fourth quarter as she forces a miss by Opelika. Can we get another one? The crowd wants it in her hands. Here comes Leah across half court, gets to the lane, pulls up from the free throw line, too strong, won't go, and Shiloh Evans is there for the board. Also, Brooke pulls it down. It's Kalia, now has it at the point, and head coach Courtney Pritchett says hold up. Mackenzie Etheridge is in the game as well. Would love to get that senior on the board. Leah off the left side, bumped by Pitts, out of bounds. It'll stay with Auburn with 1:31 to play in the basketball game. As Kalia Tolles will take a seat, Brandy Winfrey is in the basketball game. She'll be the inbounder, left side on the sideline. Brooke Coleman has it now straight away. 1:29 counting down. Crossover dribble from her on the left-hand side. Feed down to Ethers. Lost it. Stolen away by Opelika. Thrown ahead. Nobody home except Brantley Winfrey for Auburn. She'll look ahead. Has it now into the hands of Brooke Coleman. She will get to the lane. Whips it into the corner. Robinson again. No, not that time. Maybe definitely a heat check as Robinson then goes down hard. Oh, goodness. Liz Robinson goes down hard into the Auburn High bench. She sits on her backside. Hopefully she's okay. She appears to be all right. She appears to be okay. Does Liz Robinson. 67-42, Auburn leads. Hallman to inbound, left side underneath for Auburn with 1:09 to play in the ballgame. Etheridge off the inbound, couldn't get the layup to go. Shylin is there. Her put back, no. But Shylin Evans will work her way to the free throw line. Shylin's first free throw was good. Shylin Evans goes 2-for-2 at the free throw line. Does double zero Shylin Evans. She had two in the first. Give her two in the second half here as Opelika brings it up the court with 1 minute to play. And it's stolen by Brooke Coleman. She'll steal it and get to the half court. And now she's looking for a senior. Where are they? There's Mackenzie Etheridge down low. She's got it now. Power dribble layup block. Gets her own board. Puts it off the backboard. No. Gets the rebound again. Tries to go up one more time. Can the senior get on the board? A foul needs to be called. And eventually it's a jump ball forced by Opelika. And possession arrow goes to the Dogs. Auburn doing everything they can to get the senior involved. As I believe, let me count. She would be the final senior to score for this team, and it's stolen by Winfrey. And then a foul is called on Opelika. Auburn trying desperately with 33.6 to get the eighth and final senior on the scoreboard, Mackenzie Etheridge. 69-42 is Auburn's lead over Opelika. And they're 33 seconds away from closing out what is an undefeated area season. And a technical foul was called against Opelika. I guess they caught an aggressive push on the Dogs as Winfrey cashes in on the first free throw. Again, Auburn about to advance to 6-0 in area play as Winfrey can't connect on the second. That'll move Auburn to 23-7 on the regular season. Opelika
Auburn fall.
We'll fall to 6-19, 0-6 in area play. And as we've told you, these two teams are set to play each other in less than a week's time right back here on the campus of Auburn High School. Hallman to walk it across the Auburn High A at half court. We're under 30 seconds to play. Winfrey gets it to Mackenzie Etheridge. Power dribble and blocked. Her shot was blocked. Jump ball forced by Shylen Evans. It'll stay with Auburn High. Tigers won the first game back on January 13th, 67-20. They've scored more points offensively, but given up over double the amount of points defensively. Into Etheridge, off the inbound. Her shot was blocked, but a foul was called. That'll put 40 in white. Mackenzie Etheridge on the free throw line. And she's got two chances to get on the board to allow all eight seniors to score in this game on senior night. Etheridge spins it in her hands, lets it go, and she drilled it. She drilled it. Mackenzie Etheridge knocks down the first free throw, and every senior on this squad, all eight of them, have scored tonight. Etheridge won't find it on the second one. Evans is there on the board. Etheridge kicks it out for Winfrey. She's got it up top, looking to get a field goal now. Etheridge works her way. She traveled. Or a double dribble is what they call. It's really a travel. But either way, Mackenzie Etheridge is on the board. 12.8 to play. And Auburn is going to beat Opelika on our home floor inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. Opelika works it to the corner, thought about the three. It's on the right side of the floor, throws it in. No, they're going to call a shooting foul, which will put London Gardner at the free throw line. Be sure you stick around. We're going to have a quick post-game show. We'll highlight all the seniors on this squad. See if we can get some of them on here. Not really sure what's going on with all the senior night stuff here. And then we'll get you ready for Auburn High and Opelika boys, which will be right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. First free throw from London. No good. It was a highlighted third quarter by Brooke Common, who had 12 in that frame. Auburn's lead is 71-42. Make it 71-43 as Gardner does knock down the free throw. Auburn High, all they got to do is inbound it. Hallman will take a shot at the buzzer. It's nowhere near. And Auburn wins and beats Opelika 71-43. The Tigers go 2-0 against Opelika in 2025. And they advance to 6-0 undefeated in area play this season. Opelika falls to 0-6 in the area, 6-19 overall. And your Auburn High Tigers, the Lady Tigers that is, finish the regular season 23-7 overall. They'll be the number one seed in the area tournament, hosting this Opelika team coming up on Wednesday evening. Stick around. We'll have a quick post-game show coming up, then get you ready for the varsity boys. All that right here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the Orthopedic Clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options. But if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center and Building Supply.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bezos and his team bring classic favorites to the table. Fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone. From salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday. With a brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Auburn High, the Lady Tigers get it done over Opelika 71-43 on senior night, where all eight seniors get on the scoreboard and help the Tigers finish their area play season undefeated. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, and we begin talking to some of these seniors who got in the scoring column, and we start with number 40, a senior, Mackenzie Etheridge. Welcome to the postgame show. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
How is it playing on senior night and getting on the scoreboard? They were giving it to you down there. Couple of shots block, but you got to the free throw line. You knocked down the first one like a pro.
Yes, and now I get $10. My brother told me that if I made the first one, I would get some money. So
you better take him up on that.
I am.
You better. Well, what's this season been like for you on such a talented team that's really dominated throughout? What's it been like for you personally on this team this year?
You know, I'm just so grateful to be around so many, like, amazing basketball players. And as a post, I have, like, so much competition on my own team.
Sure.
That it, like, makes me a better player myself. And they're all just so supportive and so, like, amazing in their own ways.
Well, as we are watching the senior boys get recognized for senior night, we'll talk all about them as we go throughout the boys' broadcast. But tell me, how hard is your dad in terms of when he watches? Is he critical?
He's so critical. It's not even funny.
I don't believe
it. No, not at all.
Well, hey, we appreciate you. We're going to try and get as many of you guys through the broadcast here as we're having senior night. Mackenzie Etheridge, congratulations on the win.
You
go to the area tournament. You'll play the Opelika team coming up on Wednesday. So congratulations.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. That's Mackenzie Etheridge joining us on the postgame show. Again, we got about three or four of them joining us on the show. That was Mackenzie Etheridge, wears number 40 for this Auburn High School team. And now we'll talk to double zero for Auburn High, Shylin Evans, who had 4 points tonight. Every senior got on the scoreboard tonight. How cool is that on senior night here?
It was really cool. I love you.
And then, of course, in front of all these people, with it being senior night, being Opelika, being the final game of the regular season, got to be a pretty cool moment for you guys.
Yes, very.
And are you excited for postseason play now? I can't believe that the regular season's already over. I don't know how you guys feel, but the fact that postseason's already here is kind of mind-blowing to me.
Yes, it is.
Are you excited for Opelika? You're going to play them, possibly Central, possibly Smith, and then after that, you know how it is. It's win or go home at that point.
Mm-hmm. I'm super excited.
Yeah?
Okay. I'm a little nervous, but I'm excited.
No, don't be nervous. What is it like for this senior group? There's eight of you. That's pretty rare to have on one individual team. What is this senior group in terms of off the floor, your relationship off the floor with these eight seniors?
We get along very well. It's almost like a sisterhood.
Yeah.
And I love it, like, a lot. I'm glad I met them this year.
Hanging out off the floor, doing a lot of team things when you're not practicing or playing basketball?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, good deal. Well, hey, we appreciate you joining the postgame show. 4 points for you as Auburn wins 71-43 in the varsity girls game. Shylin, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. That's Shylin Evans. Where's double zero for the Auburn High Lady Tigers? We'll continue rolling through as we're going to get, I believe, the star of the show down the stretch for this Auburn High Lady Tigers team. She wears 33, and her name is Liz Robinson. She's trying to get sitting down as 33 will sit down again. Star of the show down the stretch. A fan favorite is 33 in blue and white, Liz Robinson. Welcome to the postgame show. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you so much.
You knocked down a couple threes. This crowd was, that was the loudest they've been all night was when you started knocking down threes. How'd that feel for you?
Felt really good. Good to get out there and help the team.
And you guys win 71-43, and you do it by beating Opelika for the second time this year. What's it like to not only go undefeated, but to beat Opelika twice?
It feels great. Something that we used to doing. You like to do.
I love it. She said something we're used to doing. That is fantastic. Well, you're going to have a chance to do it again. You see this very Opelika team on Wednesday. What is it that gives you guys so much success against that particular squad?
We have great chemistry. We love each other. We support each other. and we're always here, and so we have fun too, so that helps a lot.
You had 8 points in the quarter alone. You're one of the leading scorers on this Auburn High team tonight. How'd it feel?
It felt great. Thank you so much.
We appreciate it. Liz Robinson joining us on the postgame show. Congratulations to her and all the seniors who got on the scoreboard tonight and helped Auburn win 71-43 here on senior night. I have some things that I would like to say as the boys are wrapping up their senior night festivities as well. Man, this Auburn High team, this girls team, it's just so much fun to cover, and they've been a dominant program all year long, has this Auburn High squad. And, man, I can't wait to see what they do starting postseason play next week. 8 seniors on this team, and we got to talk to quite a few of them, and we've had a chance to talk to the others throughout the year. But in terms of what this team and these girls have brought to this squad, Shylan Evans, in just a short basketball career, has made the most of it. She always has a smile on her face and gives maximum effort when she's on the floor. You look at Kalia Tolles, the leading point guard, who I say is a true leader at that spot. Nobody plays with more heart than Kalia Tolles. You're comfortable with the ball in her hands, and it will go. She will go to battle for anybody. I mean, she's almost gotten a couple fights this year because she's so passionate about herself, her team, and her program. You look at Jordan Cobb, who wears number 11, her two-man game with Antoinette Morgan, a key piece to this squad and their success. A great rebounder, great defender. She's always in the right spot offensively. Have really enjoyed watching Jordan Cobb play this year. Number 15, Daly Alsobrook, is going to be playing softball at the next level. She is a pure athlete who never wavers, and even on off nights or after mistakes, she hustles up and down the floor and will make a perfect college athlete. Coaches are going to love Daly Alsobrook at the next level. Moving on to number 23, Brooke Coleman, who is just, I've said it, an all-around baller for this Auburn team on both ends of the floor. Her court vision is off the charts and one of the best shooters I've ever covered in my time of broadcasting. UNA is lucky to have number 23, Brooke Coleman. You look at Antoinette Morgan, your starting center down low, who wears number 24, the go-to option in the paint for head coach Courtney Pritchett and the squad. She's relentless underneath the basket. You can count on her to make the right play offensively and defensively as well. A massive piece for this Auburn High team is Antoinette Morgan. We just got done talking with Liz Robinson, who is fearless on the basketball floor. She's not afraid of the moment, and you heard that tonight in that fourth quarter with 8 big-time points. She has more confidence than anybody on this team, and with the ball in her hands, she's looking to do something incredible. And for Mackenzie Etheridge, the coach's daughter, right? She wears number 40. She always looks to be having fun on the floor and on the bench. A fan favorite who represents her name well is Mackenzie Etheridge. She's a key role player down low for this Auburn High girls team. We'll take a break, come back, and tell you about the boys. We'll get you ready for their game, Auburn and Opelika, here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.